Welcome to part four of our special musical production, Waymaker, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body.
A great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick.
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is.
Saba, I want to know something. You said Jesus still does miracles today, but I don't see people walking on water or raising the dead. How do I know he's still the Waymaker?
Ah, my dear granddaughter, that's the question of faith, isn't it? Let me tell you something I learned on the road to Emmaus.
Emmaus?
Yes, child. After Jesus was crucified, I was walking with my friend on the road to Emmaus. We were heartbroken, confused. We thought the story was over. Then a stranger joined us on the road.
I never tire of hearing this story.
He walked with us for hours, explaining the scriptures, showing us how everything pointed to the Messiah. But we didn't recognize him. It wasn't until he broke bread with us that our eyes were opened. It was Jesus himself. Risen from the dead.
He was alive.
More than alive, child. He was the same Jesus, but transformed. The greatest waymaker miracle of all. He had made a way through death itself.
Walking down a dusty road of sorrow, hearts too heavy for tomorrow. All our hopes had died that Friday when they nailed him to the tree. Then a stranger walked beside us, spoke of truths we couldn't see. Open up our eyes to see the miracle. The prophet spoke of him, how every promise that they said pointed to the coming king. Still we walk with hearts unseen, until we blessed and broke the bread. Miracles surrounding me, working in ways hidden. eyes are open wide to see you walking by my side. What was hidden now is clear. Your presence is oh so near. Now my heart can clearly know the love you came here to show. You're still the God of wonders, still the God who breaks on through. Give me eyes to see, give us eyes to see. We need eyes to see.
So Jesus is still making ways. Sometimes we just can't see them.
Exactly, dear one. Sometimes the miracle isn't in what changes around us, but in how He changes us to handle what we're facing.
Like when your grandmother was sick, Jochebed, we prayed for healing, and God gave us strength to care for her with joy until He called her to her rest.
Was that a miracle too?
One of the greatest kinds, dear child. He made a way for love to triumph over fear, for peace to reign in the midst of loss, for hope to shine even in goodbye.
I think I understand now. The miracles aren't just about big, flashy things.
That's right. Sometimes the miracle is a friend who shows up at just the right moment. Sometimes it's provision when you didn't know how you'd make it through. Sometimes it's peace that passes understanding in the middle of a storm.
And sometimes the miracle is a young woman asking the right questions and discovering that Jesus wants to be her waymaker too.
Is that what's happening to me, Saba?
I believe it is, my dear. The same Jesus who walked on water, who rose from the dead, who opened my eyes on the road to Emmaus. He's been making a way into your heart through our conversations.
Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in.
I want him to be my waymaker, Saba. Will you pray with me?
It would be my great honor. Father in heaven, waymaker and promise keeper, open eyes to see you in the small mercies and the great wonders, in the quiet answers and the mighty deliverance. Where fear has built walls, make a way for your peace. Where sorrow has settled deep, make a way for your joy. And where hearts feel far, make a way for your love to flood in. Thank you for Jesus, the living proof that nothing can block the path you carve for your children. Keep making ways, Lord, until every heart learns to see you.
All right, you two, let's get ready for bed.
To be continued.